Good morning, everyone. My name is Zheng Cao from Stony Brook University. Today, I will present our work on storage stack performance variation. This is a joint work with IBM Research Amden. Our work originated from a previous project where we tried to auto-tune storage systems. We found that repeated evaluations of the same storage stack configuration under the same workload could lead to results with high variations. Out of totally around 25,000 configurations, around 23% of them exhibit standard deviation higher than 5%. This leads us to investigate this variation problem in details. In fact, storage performance is quite important in computer systems. Researchers always want stable and reproducible benchmarking results in repeated experiments. Otherwise, it may lead to inaccurate conclusions. In production systems, stable performance is important to ensure client satisfaction. However, performance variation is a complex issue, and various sources from all system layers could contribute to it, and it is also time-consuming to systematically evaluate it. So, and here in our work, we are particularly interested in the performance variation in the storage stack. Storage stack is the cornerstone for many data-intensive applications, and is one of the big contributors to the overall system performance variation. So, in this work, we present the first systematic study on storage stack performance variation, which provides more insights into the problem and paves the way for future improvements. Here, I'd like to first list some of the background knowledge. There exist many different measurements for performance. One is throughput, and it is usually associated with a certain window size, and the choice of the window size actually has impact on the throughput variation. And in our work, we are also interested in latency variation. Many measurements for variation have been proposed, and standard deviation is one of the most common ones. To compare among different values, it is sometimes divided by the average value and called relative standard deviation. However, standard deviation tends to understate the impacts of outliers. Range is another measurement, and it is defined as the difference between the maximum and minimum value. And similarly, we define relative range as the range divided by the average. Since our focus is on performance variation and performance outliers are important parts of our study, we mainly apply relative range while presenting our results. Next, I will explain the methodology that we apply in this work. Modern storage stack has huge number of unique configurations, and it is time-consuming to evaluate all of them. So in this project, we picked several important storage stack parameters, which are believed to have significant impacts on performance. We mainly experimented with three local file systems, XT4, XFS, and BufferFS. We picked several important file system parameters as well, such as block size, I/O size, and more. We also experimented with different I/O schedulers and different types of devices. Even after this selection, we still have a total number of more than 1,700 configurations, which takes more than 1.5 years to finish evaluation under three different workloads. And this is still unacceptable for us. So we decided to sample some configurations. Here we apply Larting Hypercube sampling method, which can efficiently explore many factor systems with huge number of parameters and help discover surprising behaviors resulting from certain combinations of parameter values. In this case, we sampled more than 100 configurations, and evaluating them would take around 1 month of clock time. Next, I will explain our experiment settings. Our experiments were conducted on machines with one quad-core CPU, 4 gigabytes RAM. We have four identical machines with the same hardware. On each machine, we have one SAS drive, one SATA drive, and one SSD. We are using the benchmark tool FileBench, which provides good simulation for many real-world workloads. And in this work, we mainly focus on mail server, file server, and web server. Our data set size for all workloads is 10 gigabytes, which is 2.5 times the RAM size. This makes sure that the underlying devices are engaged and exercised with enough I/O operations. We also picked relatively long running time for all three workloads. And in this work, we repeated each experiment for at least 10 rounds to have a better measurement for performance variations. Now I will present our evaluation results. Due to time limit, I will only be able to cover part of our observation today. Let's start with an overview of storage stack performance variation. The figure here shows the throughput variation for different storage stack configurations under the mail server workload. Each point represents one storage stack configuration. The x-axis is the average throughput among 10 repeated runs. It is in log scale, and higher value means better. The y-axis is the relative range values, and lower means better. X-default configurations are represented with squares, XFS with circles, and ButterFS with triangles. HDD configurations are shown with field symbols, and SSD with hollow shapes. Sorry. We can see from this figure that generally different storage stack configurations exhibit quite different performance variations. HDD configurations are generally more unstable than SSDs. For HDDs, its average throughput ranges from 200 to around 2000, and the highest variation we found is 42%. For SSDs, they generally produce higher throughput, ranging from 2,000 to 20,000, but they are comparably more stable, with the highest variation of 11%. Now, if we compare among different file systems, the most unstable one turns out to be XT4 under this workload. The highest variation we found for XT4 configurations is 42%, and most XT4 HDD configurations exhibit variation higher than 20%. The other two file systems are relatively more stable, although with a few outliers. For XFS, most of its configurations fall under 18% of variations, and for ButterFS, most of the configuration fall under 15%. In this figure, we compare the storage stack performance variation among different workloads. We have 10 sampled XT4 HDD configurations here. The y-axis shows the relative range values for throughput among 10 repeated experiment runs for each configuration. The x-axis represents different configurations. And results from different workloads are represented by different color bars, with mail server in red, file server in green, and web server in blue. We can see from this figure that workloads do have impacts on performance variations. For some configurations, they remain unstable in all three workloads, while in contrast, some configurations are stable under all the workloads. For this configuration highlighted in the black box, it shows extremely unstable performance under the mail server and web server workload, while it comes with a moderate variation under the file server workload. However, for this rightmost configuration, it is only unstable under the mail server workload. Identifying root causes for performance variation is challenging, and in this work, we took a first step using XT4 HDD configurations as a case study, as it shows the highest variation in our previous results. The figure on this slide presents performance variation for one XT4 HDD configurations with several different experiment settings. The y-axis shows the throughput values. Each experiment is shown as one box representing a throughput distribution for 10 identical runs. The border lines and whiskers from top to bottom are the maximum, first quartile, medium, third quartile, and minimum throughput values. The dots to the right of each box shows the exact throughput for all 10 runs. The first box shows the results for our baseline experiments, where we just format and mount the file system before each experiment run. The first contributor to performance variation that we identified is related to the lazy initialization in XD4. And by disabling it during format time, we are able to reduce the variation from 47% to 22%. And note that all the results presented in our paper are already with this feature disabled. The second contributor is the sync system call. After creating the dataset, calling sync only guarantees to schedule the dirty blocks for writing. There is sometimes a delay until all the blocks are actually written to the devices. So here we unmount the file system each time after creating the dataset and then mount it back. And we are able to reduce the variation by around 3%. The last source of variation we found is related to block allocation in XD4. We found that the way most benchmark tools define the datasets is not enough to guarantee that XD4 will allocate blocks from the same physical locations on the hard disk. One workaround for this is to store the disk partition image in the first run after creating the dataset, and then restore it back before each following run. The variation in this case is only around 2%. And as we can see, these three improvements gradually reduce the variation for XD4 HDD configurations. And in the end, we have an acceptable level of performance stability. And we actually have more observations on XD4's block allocation policy. And we present them here using the outputs from debugfs. In this figure, the y-axis is the throughput for each experiment run. And note that it does not start from zero. The x-axis represents the physical block number for each file in the dataset. The red lines marked with circles show the experiment results with XD4's default block allocation policy. Here, one line corresponds to one experiment run, and we have 10 runs in total. And we have two interesting observations here. First, files in each experiment run are clustered physically close in the disk. This is because, by default, FileBench creates its dataset under one first-level directory. And in the meanwhile, XD4 tries to spread out first-level directories, and files under the same one will be allocated close on the disk. The second observation is that datasets from different experiments run are allocated in quite different physical locations across the disk, and thus resulting in high variations in performance. This difference is caused by the fact that XD4 uses a hash function when deciding the block group for top-level directories, and the hash seed is randomly generated during format time. Based on this, we found another workaround for performance variation issues in XD4. Instead of restoring the disk image before each experiment run, which is sometimes time-consuming, we could set the hash seed to null during format time. This will force XD4 to use a predefined default value. As shown in the gray lines marked with triangles, it fixes the physical locations of allocated files among experiment runs and reduces the variation to around 2%. Here, we'd like to thank Techo for helping us with XD4 issues throughout the years. Next, I will present results on a short-term throughput variation, but from a temporal point of view. The figure on this slide shows throughput over time for one XD4 ButterFS XFS HDD configuration under the file server workload. The y-axis is the throughput with a window size of 120 seconds. The x-axis is the running time in hours. Each configuration here was evaluated for 10 runs, and two lines were plotted connecting the maximum and minimum throughput values among the 10 runs. We fill in colors between these maximum and minimum lines with red for XD4, green for ButterFS, and blue for XFS. We also plotted the average throughput values among the 10 experiment runs as a line running through the colored band. We can see from this figure that variations for short-term throughput fluctuate a lot during the experiment. XD4 is almost unstable throughout the whole experiment, and its variation ranged from 14% to 43%. This aligns with our early observation that performance variations for XT4 HDD configurations are affected by block allocation, and thus does not change too much during the experiment. ButterFS is relatively more stable, with variations ranging from 2% to 23%. XFS shows some interesting results here, with relative range values varying from 7% to 65%. Recall that we found earlier XFS is the most stable one when considering the variation for long-term throughput. This may indicate that the window size of the throughput might have impacts on performance variations. And to investigate this, we experimented with five different window sizes. For a particular window size, we calculated the relative range values of throughput for all configurations within each file system type, and then we plotted the corresponding CDF for all time windows. The figure here only shows the file server workload. The y-axis is the cumulative percentage of time windows, and the x-axis is the relative range value. We can see that window size has minor impacts on XT4. No matter what the window size is, around 20% of XT4's configuration produce higher than 20% of variation in terms of throughput. But for XFS, it is a different story. For window size of 60 seconds, over 30% of the time windows show variations higher than 20%. However, for window size of 400 seconds, nearly all XFS values fall below 20%. So this aligns with our early conclusion that XFS configurations are relatively stable in longer-term performance, but might be unstable in shorter term. And another aspect for performance variation is in latency. And to investigate this, we picked one of the unstable XT4 HDD configurations under the file server workload with a variation of 32% in terms of cumulative throughput or long-term throughput. The file server workload in FileBench consists of six I/O operation types as listed here. This figure on the right side presents the latency CDF for the read operation. The y-axis is the cumulative percentage of latencies. The x-axis is latency in log scale. Surprisingly, all the 10 lines cluster together, which means the 10 experiment runs show similar latency distribution for the read operation, even though we have a high variation for throughput. However, it is not the same case for all I/O operations. We plotted the similar CDF, but for the create operation. We can see that CDFs among experiment runs are quite different, which might indicate that different I/O operation types could have different impacts on performance variation. And we actually did a correlation analysis on the I/O operation type and the throughput variation. And the results are presented in the paper. As a conclusion, in this work, we provided the first systematic study on performance variation while benchmarking a modern storage stack. We showed that variation is common in storage stacks, although its magnitude depends heavily on specific configurations and also the running workloads. We were able to analyze from various perspectives, and we believe that our observations are valuable in both experimental and production systems. We found that randomness might be inherent in the design of file systems. Lazy initialization or any background activities could have huge impacts on benchmarking results, and how to deal with it depends on researchers' specific requirements on performance stability. And also, we plan to make all our data sets public online. We believe that more work still needs to be done to fully understand the causes for different types of variations, and especially to address them. All experiments in our paper were conducted on freshly formatted file systems, and thus experimenting with aged file systems will be a subject of our future work. We also plan to experiment with other benchmark tools and more workloads We plan to expand this study to newer types of devices, such as PCM and SMRs, and also SSDs in specific scenarios, such as when they get near full capacity. And in the meanwhile, we will tackle other storage layers and distributed storage systems as well. That's all for my presentation. Thanks for listening, and I'm ready to take your questions.
I have a question. So have you thought about applying your methodology to any distributed systems? And the reason I ask is because we play a trick in distributed systems, and that is we use the power of replicas. So when you have something that is unpredictable, we can, for example, send a read request to two independent replicas, and we have the same trick all over again in storage, in distributed systems like MapReduce, where we have reactive and proactive replicas and so on.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea and an interesting idea. And as I mentioned, like distributed systems will be like part of our future work.
Hi, Andy Coles from Seagate. Could you comment on controlling for the aging of the storage devices? Did you do it, or how might you do it?
All the experiments we currently conducted our own freshly formatted systems, and yeah, I think aging is a quite interesting topic, and yeah, we will continue working on it.
Good work and good presentation. In one of your slides, you had how was the variability dependent on the type of media, SDD versus SSD. And in that, all the SSDs, all the data points that you have with SSDs had much lower variations as compared to the SSDs as expected. So, and then all the things that you changed up the stack didn't touch the media. So how much do you think it's worth it in the world of SSDs? I mean, do you think all that is, how important is it to do this?
Yeah, I think
Because the same EXT4 file system had the highest variability with SDD, but the lowest variability at the highest load in SSD.
So I think that SSDs are kind of relatively more stable in our results is because we are experimenting with like freshly formatted file systems. And I think SSDs do have like this kind of variation issues. It's just the way we conducted our experiments does not present that.
Yeah, we saw that in previous presentations last 2 days.
Yeah, maybe we can talk more offline.
Okay.